Cheryl Fritz is now live in Lansing on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS. Welcome to Fritz and Friends.
And welcome back, everyone, to Fritz and Friends, 1320 WILS. I'm Cheryl Fritz, along with Scott Eckersley this evening. Joining me now on the line is Lieutenant Greg Frenger, a Meridian Township Police Lieutenant. Good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good, good. The reason we wanted to talk to you this evening, got a press release from Meridian Township Police today on an armed robbery at a Meyer gas station, in fact, on Grand River in Okemos early last evening in about 7:20 range. Lansing, unfortunately, has had a string lately up to nearly 30 to date. We just heard earlier in a newscast. And I know there are investigations. There's been a couple now in Meridian Township in the last week or so, and I know their investigation is ongoing. But could you tell us kind of the general statistics of details of what happened in those?
Well, the first one that we had this month was on December 18th at 7:10 p.m., and that was at the Little Caesars at 3520 Okemos Road near Jolly. And that one, the person entered the business, demanded money, and held a gun to the employees. They complied with his demands and gave over the money, and he left the scene. He was a white male with blonde hair, approximately 6 foot tall and 150 to 165 pounds. In this latest one that occurred yesterday, it was at the Meyer gasoline station at Grand River and Marsh Roads in Okemos. This one occurred at 7:20 p.m. A clerk was working there, and the person entered the store and produced a gun and demanded the money again. Once again, the employee did follow the instructions, gave over the money, and the man left on foot. He is also a white male, 5'6" to 5'10", thin build, in his 20s. And we're asking that anyone with information about either one of these crimes, call Meridian Township Police Department at 853-4800 or Crime Stoppers at 483-STOP.
Very good. And what this brought to mind, Lieutenant, was what to do in that situation. I'm thinking of the employees. I'm near that gas station. I've been in the gas station several times, and the Little Caesars, for that matter. And it just brought to mind, what do you suggest or suggestions for employees or store owners if a scenario like this occurs?
Well, no amount of money is worth getting killed or injured over, so we certainly encourage employees at businesses to give up whatever the person is demanding, money, merchandise, whatever they're asking for. Just give it up and get the person out of there quickly and safely so that you don't agitate this person. We're not sure if any of these people are, you know, intoxicated or on drugs, or if they maybe have mental illness, that they would do something to hurt anyone if that person challenged them in any way, shape, or form. So we want employees and people in the public just to give up whatever the robber is asking for and not to challenge them in any way.
In your experience in training, Lieutenant, do they, if they get what they want in terms of cash or merchandise, if they're not after cash, do they want to get out too? I mean, they want to get out and take off and disappear.
Oh, absolutely. The most of these robberies happen within a time frame of, you know, less than 30 seconds. They're in, they're out, and they're on their way, and we're happy when they do leave and no one is injured in the process. So the quicker they get out of there, the less anxiety they have, and the more likely it is that they're going to be successful in getting what they want and not feel like they need to hurt anyone.
And what about, the thought also came to mind, what if you're a customer when an incident like this occurs?
The same thing applies to any customers. Stay out of the way. Don't try and interfere, and try and be as invisible as possible. You know, do what you're instructed to do, but get out of their path and don't obstruct them in any way.
Is there anything a store owner can do to make their place of employment or their store safer in terms of this kind of an incident?
Yes, we encourage any business to put up surveillance equipment if they can afford to do so, but making stores such as convenience stores or gas stations visible from the roadway is a big deterrent. If the windows are blocked by posters or merchandise where we can't see from, you know, passersby cannot see that the clerk is in there and they're okay, that can be an attractive target for an armed robber. You know, if it's a business that is set back from the road and not well lit, that's another enticing target for someone to commit a robbery. So the more visible they are from the street and the more well lit and open businesses, the less likely it is that they're going to be selected.
And not trying to be an alarmist, I happen to be one of those people who thinks that the more information you have, the better off you're going to be. What about an intruder like this in your home? That happened to happen in Lansing last week as well. An intruder coming from a robbery entered a home and there was a standoff. Is it the same kind of advice to comply and try to get them out?
Yes. Give them what they want. Let them get out of your home and keep you and your family safe. You know, most people cannot afford or do not have an alarm on their home, but most of us have an alarm on our car, so we recommend that people keep their car keys by their bed at night. And if someone comes in their house, you know, yelling from inside your house is one thing, but if you set off your car alarm, your neighbors are going to hear that. If you're in a neighborhood, some ideas along those lines. And having a pre-plan, certainly the best plan we can give people is just to comply with their demands and not put up a fight, or they're likely to find that this person is going to hurt them or their families.
That car key advice is excellent. That had never occurred to me, but that's a perfect alarm system.
Sure. It's a easy way to supplant the need for home alarm.
And Neighborhood Watch and Crime Stoppers, I know Meridian Township Police work with both of those in terms of help. Those are good things?
Oh, yes. And we encourage all our residents to get involved with their neighborhood community, get to know their neighbors, and see what is and what is not out of the ordinary. We have vacation checks for homes when people are away. But we regularly get calls of people concerned about their neighbor's property, that something looks amiss or there's a vehicle there and they believe that that resident is gone on vacation. We're more than happy to come out and check on those things, and certainly encourage people to get to know their neighbors and call about those issues when they see them happen.
So it's not about being nosy, it's about looking out for each other.
Absolutely not. I'm sure your neighbors would not complain if you called and the police showed up about such a concern as, you know, a vehicle out of place or something along those lines.
Absolutely not. Well, Lieutenant Greg Frenger, Meridian Township Police, I appreciate your assistance in just trying to clear up some of these things and giving us some tips. Heaven help us if we're ever in those situations, but the more information we have, the better the outcome.
Absolutely, and thank you for having me on.
Thank you so much. Have a good evening. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after these messages. Coming up, Laura James from the organization Michigan Saves.